Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. In this programme, we are celebrating the 2010 World Cup in South Africa, the first ever World Cup to be held in Africa. Sadly, no Scotland, but what a feast of football. So let's get in the mood for football. Thousands of people watch big football matches live. Millions more watch football on TV. The World Cup finals are watched by 1,000 million to 2,000 million people. That's 1 in 6 or 1 in 5 of everyone on planet Earth. By the way, that is the same number as the number of Christians in the world. Football is becoming a new kind of worship, a new false god. Players are being described as gods. They're certainly idolised and worshipped. Crowds wave and bow down to them. There is hymn singing by fans, anything from Abide With Me to secular songs sung with spiritual fervour. There's plenty of emotion and devotion and passion, fingernail biting and prayer. Huge congregations, crowds gather in huge cathedrals of sport, the modern stadia. I confess I'm as guilty as the next person. In this regard, I've oohed and aahed inside the Bernabeu Stadium in Madrid, Hampden in Scotland, the Yankee Stadium in New York, the Maracanã Stadium in Brazil, just to name a few. Bill Shankly, the former manager of Liverpool, used to say, "Some people think football's a matter of life and death, but it's far more important than that." Slight exaggeration there, perhaps, but not entirely. In my own life, God wanted me to be a minister, but I wanted to be a football player. God won. Speaking of Bill Shankly in Liverpool gives us the cue for another famous football song, or should I say hymn, from Jerry and the Pacemakers.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid. of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a love. Oh, come through the wind, oh, come through the rain, though your dreams be touched and blown.
Football and life generally have a lot in common, or put another way, football is a good illustration of life. Think about it, in both football and in life, there are glory moments. We score a goal, or we win the cup. Football and life also have tragic moments. We score an own goal, or we lose the final on penalties. Football and life also have painful moments. We get injured. I stopped playing football myself at the age of 47 when I had two broken ribs. Or we hurt other people. I have broken another player's leg, which is even worse. There's opposition in both football and life. Opponents trying to prevent us reaching our goals. And all too soon, even with extra time, the game is up. I used to just hate the final whistle. In life, when our time is up, we can see things in terms of a substitution, as in football. Near the end of the game, the manager mercifully takes off a player with tired legs and substitutes him with a player with new, fresh legs. As one dies, another is born. More than that, when the tired player comes off, he sits in the dugout or grandstand and cheers his team on. He is still very much part of the team and wants them to carry on. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, "Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us run the race or play the game which is set before us, with determination, always looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, or our coach. What does any team need if it wants to win the World Cup? Well, one answer is good players. Think of Pelé of Brazil, Maradona of Argentina, Klinsmann of Germany, and more recently, Ronaldinho of Brazil, Cristiano Ronaldo of Portugal, Wayne Rooney of England, Didier Drogba of the Ivory Coast, or Lionel Messi of Argentina. To win the World Cup, you need to have very good players. A team's only as good as the individuals playing in it. God gives us skills, but we've to work very hard practicing them, like Beckham did his free kicks. What we don't use, we lose, both in football and in life, whether shooting, dribbling, heading, or whether life skills like loving, caring, sharing, forgiving, praying, listening and serving. St. Paul coached his young son in the faith, Timothy. He said, "Keep yourself in training for a godly life. Physical exercise has some value, but spiritual exercise is valuable in every way, because it promises life, both for the present and for the future. Be an example for the believers in your speech, your conduct, your love and faith and purity. Do not neglect the spiritual gift that is in you." On the World Cup stage, certain players will shine their light for all to see. They will fulfill all their potential. All their hard practicing will pay off. They will be what they were born to be. Just like Susan Boyle, when she had her Susan Boyle moment on the TV. So here she is singing, appropriately, "Who I Was Born to Be."
When I was a child, I could see the wind in the trees, and I heard a song in the breeze. It was there singing now my name. But I'm not a girl, I have known the taste of defeat, and I've finally grown to believe it will all come around again. Though I'm shame to have
So any team needs good players. Any team's only as good as the individuals in it. But you can have a team full of talented individuals which lacks teamwork. A winning team also needs good teamwork. Because life is a team game. Teamwork is essential. Holland has always underachieved in world football. It's been full of talent like Ruud Gullit, Van Basten, Rijkaard, Van Nistelrooy, the De Boers, but they often seem to fall out with each other and underperform. Germany, on the other hand, often has fairly average players, no big stars, but they always get their act together for the big competitions. For example, in the 1990 World Cup in Italy, they had a very poor collection of players, but they pulled together as a team, and yes, they did win the World Cup yet again. Speaking of the 1990 Italian World Cup, I wonder if you can remember the theme music for it. It goes like this.
Nessun dorma, nessun dorma. Tu pure, o principessa, nella tua fredda stanza.
So any team which wants to do well in football or in life generally has to have good players and good teamwork. In football, you see the teamwork on the pitch when they kiss and cuddle every time they score, when they go into holy huddles before the kickoffs, and when they move fluently up and down the pitch with quick, slick passing movements. I remember playing in a team which won every match they played in the season. It was a joy to play instinctive football, just knowing where your teammates would be without having to look up to check. By the way, I also played in a team which lost every match in the season. Every time you looked up, they weren't there. There's more teamwork in football than first appears. The wider teams include the referee and the other officials, the police and the stewards, the media, the first aid team, also the supporters, the TV spectators, whole countries watching back home, and the whole world watching the same thing on TV at the same time. Wow. Life too is full of teams and teamwork. Families, schools, clubs, congregations. Jesus picked his starting 11 plus Judas Iscariot, who didn't finish the match. Today, Jesus' team on earth numbers nearly 2 billion people, and in heaven is countless millions. Romans chapter 12, verses 4 to 8, says that we are all the various members of the one body whose head is Jesus. Here's a song by Cliff Richard about marriage, but if you widen the meaning, it speaks about you, me, and Jesus. Ourselves, the other person, and Jesus, as being a team together in life.
If I said I loved you, what would you say? And if I said I needed you, would it frighten you away? If I said I loved you and I wanted you to be my one and only lover eternally, you and me and Jesus, Jesus, me and you, on our own we'd break, with him we'll make it through. Jesus, take us, make us what you want us both to be. I give myself to her, she gives herself to me. Love is really fragile, and if it's gonna last, we gotta start by giving Jesus future, present, past. I ache the way I love you, but baby it's sink or swim. And when we look back years from now, we're gonna owe it all to him. You and me and Jesus, Jesus, me and you, on our own we'd break, with him we'll make it through. Jesus, take us, make us what you want us both to be. I give myself to her, she gives herself to me.
To win the World Cup, you need good players, good teamwork, and the will to win. There are winners and losers. Winners have a will to win, a real sense of urgency, inner drive and motivation. They have determination and perseverance and bounce-back ability and passion. Too many folk in life lack these things. Why can't everybody be winners? Remember Eric Cantona of Manchester United fame? He once got booked for kicking a teammate whom he thought wasn't trying hard enough. Know the feeling? St. Paul said at the end of his life, I have fought the good fight, I have run the race, I have kept the faith. St. Paul said, athletes, sports people, burst a gut to win cups and medals, or in his day, laurel wreaths, all of which rust and wither. We should be spiritual athletes, winners in the human race, being all we can be for Jesus' sake, pulling out all the stops to please Jesus. And one final thought. What do we win in the end? In football, the winners will get the World Cup. individual medals, fame and fortune, the satisfaction of achieving their ambition and being champions. They'll gain a place in history as footballing legends and a golden boot to the top scorer. They also entertain millions, promote football, inspire youngsters as their role models. In life, what do we win? We achieve aims, we help other people, we be all we can be, we prosper our family, our society, our church, our world. We please Jesus by being faithful disciples. We lay up treasure in heaven. We have the satisfaction of living well. We touch lives for the better. We leave a good impression. We spread the good news of Jesus, and we introduce other folk to Jesus. Everybody will not be able to go home with the World Cup, but they can all go home with pride in their performance. Well, the final whistle is about to blow, so until our next match together, I leave you with this spring harvest song. We have heard tonight some popular terracing songs which sound like hymns. This is now a hymn which sounds like a football crowd chanting. It's from Spring Harvest.
We wanna see.